This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
By calling toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Us in studio is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we started off talking about FOIA requests, and then we talked about some of the federal overreach, the difference between federalist, anti-federalist, SLAPP lawsuits. SLAPP being an acronym for, I forget exactly what, but it's basically a way that governments can shut down activists that they don't like. Then talked a good bit about secession. Hopefully we'll get into some of the new updates with the National Football League and the standing during the national anthem, because there was a news report a couple days ago that the NFL owners were going to talk about a rule change at their upcoming meeting. Now the NFL and the National Football League Players Association have said that there's not going to be discussion about changing the current policy. And what actually is the current policy? Because a lot of people don't actually know what the current policy in the NFL is regarding the national anthem.
I took the time to actually go to the NFL, and it's not easy to find the list of rules and regulations for the NFL.
And it's not actually in the rule book.
It's not.
But Sports Illustrated did some digging, and they found what the policy is. But first, to the phones, where we've got my other brother, Daryl, calling in from Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, well, you guys are wondering where government came from. Well, there's a book out there called Guns, Germs, and Steel, and I highly recommend everybody read it. And
what's the subject of the book?
Yeah, the subject of the book is more of, the main subject of the book is made more of why, you know, Europe and America became like the sole technological superpowers of the world, and why other parts of the world didn't. But there's a small few paragraphs in the book where he does describe kind of where government came from. And where they came from were a couple places. One place was when people were growing food and they needed a place to store it for the winter. You would have a guy who says, man, I got this huge place to store it for you. If you give me a share of the food, I'll store it for you. I'll keep it safe. And that's one place where another place where it got started was you would have people around the area growing food. Well, you have you have people coming, to sell stuff to the, walk to the property and sell stuff to the different farmers for stuff they needed, like, farming tools or, mm-hmm. or stuff for the animals, whatever they needed. But you always have that one jerk farmer that would kill someone because he just happened to walk on his property. And to stop it, they would have someone go around to keep them from doing silly stuff like that. And so some of the stuff that Vorse government started was not like people forcing their way into being in charge. It was kind of evolved from stuff like that. Now, there were stuff where government started by the guy saying, hey, I'm in charge. I'm the biggest, baddest guy. And I got all the people with the weapons behind me to back me up. But, he did explain where some ways government did get started.
Interesting. It's interesting specifically because I can look at both of those examples and go, well, it sounds like a free market solution.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
the difference,
did we need to get government at that point?
But
yeah.
The difference,
I know what you're saying, though.
Oh, you live next to this other guy, so therefore you give me money, too. But I don't want your service. It doesn't matter. You give me money, too. Otherwise, I'll be the one that comes and steals your stuff. You don't want somebody stealing your stuff, do you? Give me 10% to prevent me from stealing all of it.
Yeah. He didn't go into that far, but he did call, certain types of government, you'll love this, kleptocracy. I hope I'm saying that right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, which I thought, guys, the guys on Free Talk Live out of here, that they'll get a kick out of it. Come calling governments kleptocracy.
That's basically what they are.
Pretty accurate. Yeah. So,
Daryl, any further thoughts?
That's it. Thanks.
All right. Yep. Thank you for the
call.
Mm-hmm. So let's delve into the NFL story again.
Thank God.
Because there's a lot of discussion.
I love when we talk about stuff I actually know a little bit about.
There's a lot of discussion about whether or not NFL players are required to stand during the national anthem.
You want to hear a fun fact?
You've got Donald Trump saying that they should be fired, that they should be kicked out of the league. But what does the policy say? And give us your fun fact.
Okay, so ESPN is the only Facebook page I've ever been banned from commenting. I can no longer comment on ESPN because of Deflategate.
Oh, you embroiled yourself in that.
I consider that like a badge of honor, though,
right.
Like as a Patriot fan.
And Deflategate has nothing at all to do with the national anthem.
I'm just saying, but the NFL
still
itself is like, Deflategate was the beginning of this battle between Tom Brady and the NFL and ESPN. Like, it goes deep, okay, Daryl? Okay? This
spoken
is something
like
I
a
know
real
about.
Paranoid Patriots
fan. New England Patriots fans are the only ones that still care about Deflategate. Everybody else forgot about
Tom
it
Brady
several years ago.
Stood up against the NFL.
But the guy with the pump mm-hmm. on the grassy knoll.
Roger Goodell.
I saw the video.
So
snake.
The NFL rulebook does not mention the national anthem at all. But the game operations manual does. And here's what it says. And there are words that they use that you really need to pay attention to the words, because words are very, very important. Policy manual says the national anthem must be played prior to every NFL game, and all players must be on the sideline for the national anthem. During the anthem, players on the field and bench area should stand at attention, face the flag, hold helmets in their left hand, and refrain from talking.
Should.
So, if you take a knee, then you're, you know, violating, maybe not really, because it doesn't say you must.
It says you should.
You should. If you hold your helmet in your right hand instead of your left, and I've seen guys do that, where they hold the helmet in the right hand and hold that helmet over their heart.
Oh, dear.
That, according to the policy, is the same level of disrespect for, you know, blah-de-da as taking a knee. But, again, it's not an actual violation because it doesn't say you must. It says you should. The home team should ensure that the American flag is in good condition. It should be pointed out to players and coaches that we continue to be judged by the public in the area of respect for the flag and our country. Failure to be on the field at the start of the national anthem may result in discipline.
May.
Such as fine, suspensions, and or forfeiture of draft choices for violation of the above, including a first offense. It says nothing about taking a knee may subject you to discipline. It says failure to be on the field.
Okay. So here's what I take away from this. Like any good artistic production, anything that is put out there for entertainment, it makes sense to have rules and guidelines about how things are going to go. In a play, when you go to deliver your line, stand on spot 4 to the front left of the stage.
Correct.
So I expect these things out of them. I've always been of the opinion that the NFL owners or the NFL association wants to come up with a law and says you're required to stand on your head during the Star Spangled Banner, then that's fine. It's a private organization. I just get the thing that drives me nuts is this to me was never about disrespect. It was about protest.
Right. And let's talk about protest, because the New York Times has an article that says NFL players actually have an ally in their protest. Labor law. Let's delve into that. The article begins, as NFL team owners consider, and this was written before they announced that they're not actually going to discuss this at their upcoming meeting, as they consider Donald Trump's call to fire players who refuse to stand for the anthem, they have stumbled into one of the most consequential debates in today's workplace. How far can workers go in banding together to address problems related to their employment? And we'll talk about it, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The three most important things you can do for Free Talk Live are, one, share one episode a week on Facebook or in some other social networking site. Two, buy the things you buy online through shop.freetalklive.com. Three, give $5 a month to the AMP program. It's my firm belief that Free Talk Live's AMP program is the best use of your charitable dollar among liberty-oriented organizations. Support all the organizations you love. But make sure you give $5 a month to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's talk about nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you go to a naturopath, you'll likely be told that a cheap vitamin and mineral supplement just doesn't cut it. You also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending about $150 a month. If this is a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys want. The perfect blend of seven supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more. Enter coupon code FTL to get 10% off your order every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And they take Bitcoin. Now, when you order with Bitcoin, you actually have to click order with Bitcoin and then send them an email using their website and enter code FTL in the message that you send them when you tell them what it is you want to order, and you get that 10% discount off your order every time you order. Talking about the NFL, the player protest, and sort of the underlying issue here, to where a lot of people have tried turning this into some kind of disrespect for the flag sort of thing, when that was not at all the intent of the protest. The intent of the protest was to protest police abuse, to protest specifically police abuse of minorities.
And to be clear, that protest began with Colin, and I can never pronounce
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. That's what he came out and said when he did it.
Correct.
And then other people said, I agree with Colin, so I'm going to do it.
Yes.
I don't recall, and maybe it happened, that somebody came out and said, you know what, I just think the United States sucks. I don't appreciate the flag. I don't respect the flag. Particularly, I don't like our veterans. I don't like our military. Therefore, I'm going to take a knee.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
I never heard that from anyone.
Yeah, nor have I. But it's, you know, one of these things that, as Donald Trump would say, that's fake news. And it's meant to sort of discredit and, you know, say that your protest is not valid because I don't understand your protest, so I'm going to say it's about this other thing to totally discredit your protest.
Well, this is like one of those moments where I feel like when all the hype was going on over the kneeling and the standing or whatever, that I was just like, no matter what I say, someone's going to be unhappy.
Right, and that's right. How life is when you're, you know, a somewhat public figure. No matter what you say, somebody's going to be unhappy. Somebody's going to take what you say completely out of context.
Well, that's why I don't necessarily fault every person that runs for office and gets elected and then, like, realizes, like, oh, crap, like, everyone's barking up my, you know, behind. And
I've been that guy.
You know, you see every president that gets elected, they age so fast in, like, 4 years. And I'm like, that there's got to be a certain level of, like, anxiety and stress and, like, just craziness that goes on when you're in that high of a position and there's so many people downline. You don't know who to trust, who to believe, what to think. Like, everything's coming at you.
Heather, I spent 2 years as a local official here in New Hampshire. I'm 22 years old.
Well, here's the thing. So
you think, wow, you grade really fast.
So on the whole, you know, they age really fast sort of thing. Well, if you look at pictures of anybody from 4 years ago, you're going to be like, wow, they look so different.
I know, and they tend to start out being older.
You cannot deny that in D.C., like politicians and stuff, that high up, they age faster than the average
person. I'm going to say they age faster.
What I will say is they spend too much time. And they spend an awful lot of time there. It's like, wow, look at this politician. When he first got there, he looks so young. Well,
stress,
this guy's been there for 30 years. I mean, for God's sakes. I do, back to protests, though. You know, I have a certain respect for some of the people that disagreed with the kneeling. And what did they do? They got up out of their seats after the national anthem, and they left, which I think was a great form of protest, Vice President Pence.
My thought.
But he's not calling his thing a protest.
Well, that was absolutely a protest.
Right.
Pence didn't like the fact that they did not...
a safe space.
They did not stand for the national anthem. They took a knee. So he protested by leaving the stadium.
My thing is,
protest cost taxpayers how much money?
Mm-hmm. I think $250,000.
Yeah.
Well, how amazing is it, right, that we live in a country where we can kneel or stand without being thrown in a cage. Like, that's a positive thing. So let's think positive, America.
What about your president who's calling for these people to be fired, lose their jobs because of that?
Well, he's still a person who has an opinion.
He
that's
does.
Good for him.
He is also...
Isn't there a federal law that says that federal officials should not interfere in private contracts?
You know, I'm going to make a comment because Donald Trump's a Tom Brady fan.
But you know what I mean? There is a federal law, and I'll pull that up. I'll find it.
Continuing with the article from the New York Times where they say that the players actually have an ally, labor law. To the extent that most people think the reach of federal labor law, they probably imagine a union context, like organizing workers or bargaining as a group across the table from management. As it happens, the law is much more expansive, protecting any concerted activities that employees engage in to support one another in the workplace, whether a union is involved or not. The National Labor Relations Board and the courts have defined such activity to include everything from airing complaints about one's boss through social media to publicly supporting political causes that have some bearing on one's work life.
I don't agree with the union.
Well, I'm going to read a little bit of U.S. Code. 18 U.S. Code 227, wrongfully influencing a private entity's employment decisions by a member of Congress.
Legalese or plain English?
It's going to be a little bit of both. I'll make it plain English. But wrongful influencing a private entity's employment decisions by a member of Congress or an officer or employee of the legislative or executive branch. Whoever, being a covered government person with the intent to influence solely on the basis of partisan political affiliation, an employer, employment decision, or employee practice of any entity, basically it lists a number of ways that they can. It specifically includes the president, the vice president, employee, or the U.S. Postal Service, postal regulations. The fine can be up to, let me see where that's, 15 years in prison. That's it. Shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than 15 years.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on undue influence of private contracts? Standing, kneeling, closing both eyes, hopping on one foot. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's say that you don't have the ability, for whatever reason, to listen to the show live. Maybe you work a graveyard shift, and so you're asleep when we're live, but you still want to listen to the show, and you don't want to use all of the data on your phone, but you've got unlimited minutes. Wouldn't it be great if there was a telephone number you could call to listen live, or not live, but listen on demand? Well, there is, and you can. 641-793-9660. Never miss any of the live shows from the Liberty Radio Network. So you've got Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, The Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, and several others. Again, you can listen live or on demand, 641-793-9660. Plus, you can even leave us messages by pressing 0 and leaving us a message. Let's get back into the article here from the New York Times about the NFL players' protest and, well, how they're actually protected by federal labor law, not because they're unionized, but because federal labor law protects organized activities involving employers. Benjamin Sachs, a labor law professor at Harvard University, says workers without a traditional organization that is meant to protect them at work are kind of scrambling around for new ways of protecting themselves. It does feel like these are nascent forms of something new. to be protected under federal law, an employee's actions must be conducted in concert with coworkers. It must address an issue of relevance to their job, and it must be carried out using appropriate means. Workers can't, for instance, damage property or threaten violence if the workers have a collective bargaining agreement with their employer that forbids certain actions like striking. They can't do that either. However, many experts believe that some of the recent protests by NFL players meet all three of those conditions. Again, must be in concert with coworkers, must address an issue of relevance to their job, and must be carried out using appropriate means. And because the NFL protests meet those conditions, as a result, the teams cannot discipline or fire them for taking part. These experts point to a 1978 case in which the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that workers have a right to engage in political advocacy as long as the political theme relates to their job. In 2008, General Counsel of the National Labor Relations Board, which enforces federal labor law, issued a guidance making clear that workers had a right to publicly demonstrate for or against immigration legislation pending in Congress, though they didn't have the right to skip work to do so. Chris, you appear to have something on your... No? You had that
no,
look.
I was just taking everything in. Heather, you have some opinions on this.
You definitely have opinions about the National Football League,
right.
But are any of them related to the protest here and whether
players?
Or not they can be right. Fired as the president wants them to be?
Well, I mean, isn't this his opinion, though? Like,
right.
I mean, I can, like, just picture Donald Trump, like, spouting off, like, yeah, he should be fired. They should be fired or whatever. But is he actually, like, taking recourse to try to influence the NFL's decision? Or was he just being Donald Trump and spouting off at the mouth, you know?
Yeah, probably the latter. But with Trump, you never know. He also posted a couple days ago on Twitter that NBC's broadcast license should be revoked. Here's some news.
If
NBC, as a network, does not have a broadcast license, independently owned and operated
stations
have a broadcast license. Stations owned and operated by NBC have a license, but NBC does not have a license. ABC does not have a license. Free Talk Live does not. There's no federal license that says Free Talk Live gets to exist.
Right.
Here's what I don't understand. It's like, you know, all the righteous NFL players, you know, that are making a big stink about this. Like, where's the outrage at the fact that the NFL, like, hires, like, rapists and people that, like, punch their girlfriends and Michael Vick or whatever his name is that was in the dog fighting? I mean,
right.
There's so many more things to be outraged about when it comes to the NFL. I mean, Tom Brady, what happened to him with Deflategate? The NFL, I'm serious.
I know. He was railroaded.
He was fined, like, 10 times. More and punished for games when for allegedly deflating a football, but some dude can punch his girlfriend out in an elevator
and get
no penalty from the NFL. So it's just like
right.
You look at that and you know what? Tom Brady was a victim and the NFL was the monster and Tom Brady took him on like a beast because he's Tom Brady. Like you might not like him because he happens to win and you know he. Steals your ego validation if you happen to be a fan of
the
team.
I have, like, no opinion of Tom Brady at all.
I think like Tom
the guy
Brady.
Stood up.
I neither like nor dislike the man. I have no opinion of him.
I think there is some, like, good character in him as a human being.
He stood up when an organization was... I think we can all agree that they were taking measures against him that were not in line with measures taken against other players for lesser things.
It's corruption.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money in football, just like there is politics,
yeah.
Okay?
But I think the point is does the president, with his bully pulpit, with the federal labor, what department am I thinking
if
of?
The president
National Labor Relations Board.
Yeah, and you know, he influences our labor laws. Can he stand up there and, you know, call for players to be fired? And is that even right? I just, the whole thing,
no,
it's just...
I mean, I think he's entitled to his opinion, you know, but...
Right, but he can't use his position as President of the United States to try to influence private contracts. Now, let's think for a second.
Well, how do you prove what his intent is for sharing his opinion, whether it's influence or just...
I think in a court of law, you could just pull up Twitter.
Right. So let's go back in time about 10, 12 years. Imagine what sort of outcry there would be if George Bush would have just been posting stupid stuff on Twitter all day long. Yeah, like there are enough reasons to think that George Bush was an idiot, but spending all day on Twitter would just sort of further that. But now you've got people that are like, oh, look, Donald Trump's doing policy on Twitter. Isn't that amazing that, you know, we've come this far to where presidents can just, you know, use Twitter?
Here's my point.
What?
I've always been fairly active on social media. And this is going back to like 2007 when I first sort of started on social media. But Trump tweets more than I ever posted on Facebook, more than I ever tweeted, more than I ever posted.
Him every time, though?
He claims
it is.
He's
got, like, publicists and stuff that are doing it just to keep him, you know, in the news and current and relevant.
I'm looking at October 10th, 10 tweets. You know, I'm just sitting there going, I don't have enough time in the course of my day to put together thoughts
just, like,
and blast it out
so
there.
It's so weird when all these old politicians are using, like, social media. Like, I'm surprised you had Snapchat, Chris. Like, I'm like, what?
No,
like,
of course. That doesn't mean I use it. It just means that I've loaded it up at some point, but it's still there.
You had
have an account.
They always give me... Anybody that's listening, these two always give me crap for being so much younger. So today I kind of stuck it to them. I was like,
right,
are
like
you guys
graduated
too old
high school a month ago. Right,
yeah,
right.
Okay, sorry. Are you on Medicare yet, Daryl?
Nice one.
Give me about a month and a half, I think.
Oh, God.
Right, you can get that.
You guys in a home.
I, for the record, am the oldest host on Free Talk.
Oh,
yes,
by decades.
32.
Right. I have to hold the door for him when he comes in. He's like,
no, I'm a little feeble.
The article here from New York Times
falls for the bottom.
Continues. It says Matthew Bodie, a law professor at St. Louis University, who is a former attorney for the labor board, says that the precedent set by various courts suggests that federal labor law would most likely protect collective protest of players in the NFL, and that, you know, the president can't do anything about it. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Got a question for you real quick. How would you like to try the best pillow you'll ever use risk-free for 60 days? Talking about my pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for about 18 months now, and I can honestly say it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that winds up collecting dirt and dead skin, this, yeah, it'll still collect it, but you can throw the my pillow in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price or get a second pillow free of charge. Again, that's MyPillow.com, code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. And remember, if for some reason you don't like the pillow in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. T-L, MyPillow.com, code F-T-L. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Sarah in... I guess I didn't press that
Hello?
Hard enough.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can.
I got you now.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I have to speak a little bit louder on the speaker.
Yeah, so, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, it was announced that around 37,000 people were killed in auto-related crashes or accidents. So, you know, I think 37,000 families have lost their loved ones, right? It affects that many families. But I'm the only one that calls and talks about it and make a big deal about it. How could people lose their loved ones to auto accidents and just accept it? That's what's baffling.
You know, it's interesting, Sarah, but we also came across this statistic. I think Daryl found it, didn't you?
I think so.
Yeah. And we figured you'd be calling about it.
Right, you heard
that.
Well,
Sarah, let me ask this question. Hold on. Let me ask this question. And I know it's something that I've asked you previously. What is your proposed solution for getting that number down to zero?
Well, I don't know if it's a possibility of coming down to zero, but I think automated self-driving cars, but that's going to take away our jobs. You know, actually it will. The truck driving jobs, the driver jobs, bus driver jobs. But I think that's the best alternative to get those here so that we could reduce the fatalities. And I'm sure that there's going to be glitches in the computers, that they're going to have some problems, that we're going to always have some sort of fatalities.
Right.
But I'm just bringing this up because it seems like how would you like it if your brother or sister or your family heard that they were killed because there was a sudden rainstorm and cars piled up?
I have
lost. They have self-driving cars. Do you think that, given today's technology, people could hack self-driving cars? I mean, could
that
become more dangerous?
That's certainly an issue of concern.
Because it's been demonstrated that it's possible. And in one case, there's a lot of conspiracy theories going around the death of, what was his name? I can't remember.
The guy from Fast and Furious? Is that
right? No. It was a gentleman who was a writer. I'll pull the name
The
up.
Report, I know who you're talking about, but
I can't think of his name.
It's not really that important, but there is the theory that his car was hacked.
Right. And, Sarah, I guess what I would say is, this is like anything else. We all want to mitigate risk. We want to lower the chance that somebody's going to be injured by anything. But we, on this show at least, we don't want to sacrifice our freedoms chasing something that may or may not work. So again, to me, if car manufacturers, and look at what they're doing without regulation. Now we have new cars that are coming out with front radar systems that detect items in the road. We're coming out with cars, you know, and one of the hosts on Free Talk Live just got a car that has it beeps if he changes lanes. It beeps if he's too close in front of a vehicle. It actually brakes. It helps him brake if he approaches too close to the vehicle in front of him based on his speed and road conditions and all this stuff. These are things that companies are just coming up with going, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could do this? Let's see if people are willing to pay for it. And guess what? They are. So as we look at, you know, just what's capable in the free market without involving government, we're getting safer all the time. Where we really got away from being safe in automobiles is back in the 70s when they started mandating that cars have to get X number of miles per gallon. And then you had this switch from the 3,000 pounds of steel that protected you when you were inside of a vehicle to a Dodge Omni that weighed like 1,500 pounds.
It actually started before that. It started in the 60s when a lot of the auto companies were adding safety features on their own.
Right.
And they were coming up with all of these new innovations. And then some bureaucrat decided, oh, you know what, we're going to mandate X. And then everybody sort of got complacent of, oh, yeah, the across-the-chest seatbelt. That's what we're going to do because that's what's mandated.
Right.
If you had a 5-point harness like they do in NASCAR,
right,
you know, that's going to be a lot more secure, but 5-point harness, not in compliance with federal regulations.
Yeah. So go ahead.
As far as I'm concerned, you know, every angle, if it's a government angle, if it's a volunteer free market angle, as far as I'm concerned, I'll take all of the angles every which way, because 37,000 people and all of our fatalities going up every which way, motorcycle, pedestrian fatalities, you know, I need to talk about it. Somebody needs to talk about it and bring it up because, you know.
Right, and something else that, and I don't know how far past the headline you actually got on reading the article, but something else that was mentioned was the total miles traveled has also gone up. So the number of deaths has risen at about the same rate as the miles traveled. So, you know, it's being reported as, you know, this huge increase, but the amount of traveling people have done has also increased.
Well, then there you go, Daryl. then the solution then is to let nobody leave their house except one person, and they can deliver everything that every other person needs, so there'll only ever be one person on the road. Impossible for him to get into a car accident.
No, it's not, because there have been people that...
You could drink and drive.
No, animal runs out in front of you. How many people... We live in New Hampshire. How many people have ever hit a moose? How many people have ever run into a deer? How many people have, you know, hit a patch of ice in the wintertime and skidded off the road?
I saw a porcupine.
Sarah mentioned the rainstorm earlier. You get a rainstorm where there's a big puddle of water in the road, and you hit the brakes to try to avoid it, and then you hydroplane and slide off the road. So there's not ever going to be a way to, you know, say, oh, well, self-driving cars get rid of all of this, because self-driving car can still run over a patch of ice. Self-driving car can still hydroplane.
Well, then we're going to need hover cars.
I'm all for self-driving cars if the technology is sound. I love the idea of going out, climbing in my car, and let it take me to work. You know, I could read, I could do all kinds of things. I see a benefit to that. The question is when they do become widely available, where will the cost justify it for me?
And what other new unexpected problems will arise?
Well, I can think of several problems that would arise currently with self-driving cars in New Hampshire. What happens in the wintertime when you can't see the white line or the yellow line?
Right.
There's a big pile of snow on the side. Does the self-driving car interpret that as a pile of snow, or there's nothing there?
Well, you talk about modern, I mean, like state of the technology today. I don't think of that. I think of what it's going to be in 5 years and 10 years and things like that. And these systems are going to be much smarter than they are today. But now, to put that number in perspective, I mean, more people die in the U.S. of flu than they do in automobile crashes.
Right, and how many people died from lung cancer last year? How many people died of heart disease? How many people died of just old age? How many people died from complications from Alzheimer's?
Heart disease, somewhere around 633,000. Cancer, somewhere around 595,000. And every one of those deaths, you know, and there's technology being applied to each one of these areas. And I hope we reduce the number of... percentage number of people who die from heart disease and cancer, because those are much bigger hacks at the people dying than people hit by cars. But I hope we do better with protecting people in automobile accidents too. Why not?
Sarah, thank you for the call. That's all for tonight. Now, if you're a pedestrian and you're walking across the street, look both ways before you cross the street. We don't want you being hit by a car. We don't want you to become a statistic. We're always online at freetalklive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.